Meet Me in Venice by Elizabeth Adler. Narrated by Carrington McDuffie.
For my mother and father, who would have so enjoyed reading this. Prologue. Anna Yuan, a plain young woman in a summery blue dress and sandals, never felt even a hint of danger when she boarded the double-decker train from Shanghai to Suzhou on the borders of the Taihu Lake. The landscape was dreamlike, more than 60% water, with low hills bordering cultivated fields. Canals intersected the ancient city, framed by graceful arched bridges. There were leafy lanes and centuries-old pavilions and famous gardens dating back through four dynasties. It was no wonder Suzhou was described by Marco Polo as the Venice of the East. The journey took only 90 minutes, but when the train stopped, Anna was dismayed to find it was raining. Still, always uncertain of the temperamental weather, she had carried an umbrella. Regretting the summery blue dress and the sandals, she hurried into a taxi. Arriving at her destination, Anna paid off the driver. She put up her umbrella and began to walk down the cobblestone pathway by the edge of the canal. It was late, and the area was deserted. The rain was coming down hard now, and what with the clouds and the dusk, the carbon-gray water and the pathway covered by dense leafy trees, it was darker and more lonely than she would have liked. Suddenly nervous, she glanced around, but no one was about. Anna's summer sandals clattered noisily on the slick, wet stones as she hurried toward her rendezvous. Head tucked under the umbrella, shivering in the damp, she did not notice the observer behind her, keeping carefully to the shadows under the trees.